God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the blessing? What does it mean? Genesis 12. To my knowledge, this is the first time in the recorded word that God speaks to Abraham and gives him revelation of this promise and this blessing. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get you out of your country and from your kinfolks. Well, we could meddle there, couldn't we? Would the Lord ever tell you to get away from your kin folks? He did. And from your father's house. To a land that I will show you. Now, it's worth noting that, I mean, this very next verse is when he tells him about the blessing and the promise, but he prefaces the blessing and promise with this. You got to obey me. Right? You got to go where I tell you to go. Do what I tell you to do. Now, that was the whole language of Deuteronomy 28, wasn't it? If you'll hear what I tell you. If you'll take heed to it. If you'll do it. All these blessings are going to come on you and overtake you. If you don't, if you get hard-headed, this is the Keith Moore paraphrase, and you get rebellious, and you refuse to do what I tell you to do, then he said, all these curses are going to come on you. Well, like Isaiah said, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So then, therefore, all of us deserved the wages of sin, which is death. All of us deserved the punishment of the curse. That's why Jesus had to come. To buy us out of that. To get us out of that, because we were just on a course to destruction and paying for our sin. Oh, but he paid the price. So the curse has no more claim on us. And not only that, because he paid the price and has washed us in his blood, we now qualify. Oh, come on now, somebody. We qualify for the blessing. The blessing of Abraham. But in order to have it manifested fully and manifest throughout all your life, how many understand? You got to keep on obeying God. You can't wake up one morning and get dumb. And decide that you're going to do your own thing and you're going to be rebellious and hard-headed. Well, no, then the blessing is going to stop. And you're going to get into the curse. But you don't have to do that. And I'm not talking to people that's dumb like that, right? I'm talking to smart, sharp people. That first thing you do when your eyes open in the morning, you say, Lord, here I am. Do what you want to do with me, right? I am awake to obey today. And if you always obey, you'll always be blessed. Here's the blessing. Are you ready? Here's the promise and the blessing. Verse 2, God tells Abram, I will make you a great nation. This is the blessing. And I will bless you. That's why it's called. The bless, I will bless you. Now let's just stop right here. What does bless mean? We looked it up. We talked about it. It means empowered or enabled to prosper. It means anointed to succeed. Glory to God. I will bless you. I will empower you. I will enable you to prosper and succeed. And make your name great. Whose name? His name. A lot of folk don't even like to read stuff like this. They're like, oh no, brother, now it's God's name. Well, I reckon if he'd have wanted to say that, that's what he'd have said. Why would he be interested in making Abraham's name great? Because down here, people don't see God. They see you. And they see me. Right? Yes, we know that it's not for us to put ourselves forward and emphasize ourselves, but God glorifies himself in us and through us. Now, is this relevant to you?
Yes.
Does this belong to you?
Yes.
That he would make your name great?
Yes.
Some folk have never even thought about that, have they? Oh, no, now, Brother Keith, I don't care if anybody knows my name. Yes, you do. Not so they can make a big deal out of you, but so you can have influence in this world for God. If nobody knows you, and nobody respects you, and nobody believes in you, they're not going to want to hear what you have to say about God. The Lord intended that you have a voice, that you have respect, right? That everybody where you work knows you. And not because you're fruity. But because you are blessed. You're so blessed that it becomes obvious. Well, I know, Brother Keith, I don't care if anybody knows me. Yes, you do. Amen. Care. Right? Amen. Jesus said, glorify thy son. Who's that? That's him, me, he said. Why? That your son may glorify you. He said, I'm going to make your name great. You should be known in your community. Right? For your love and your faith and your compassion and your wisdom and your blessing. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, go, and he did, and he said, I will make of you a great nation and I will bless you. When God says, I will bless you, what do you suspect that means? Well, you just never know. I mean, you know. There's a good chance. No, no. When the Almighty who said light be and light became speaks over you and says, I will bless you. As they say, you can take it to the bank. Was he just talking to Abraham?
No.
We've got it on the authority of the Master.
Yes.
That this now belongs to us.
Amen.
Every word that he spoke to Abraham in this blessing and promise has become ours by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So come on now, put your eyes back on the page. Read it like God is speaking directly to you right here tonight. What did the Lord tell you? I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you. And I will make your name great. when you get healed, your debts are supernaturally paid off. Your kids are spared from destruction and accidents and problems. It will get out on you. Somebody gives you a car. Your neighbors are going to hear about that. They're going to find out. Somebody pays your house payments for the whole year. Your neighbors are going to hear about that. They're going to find out about it. And it's all part of the plan of God, Him making your name have some respect.
Amen.
Why? So that when they come around, they'll want to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah.
And you can use that respect. They might think that they envy you or something. And you know, whatever it is, you can use it.
Right.
To talk to them about God.
Amen.
Tell them what the Lord did for you. Can you see why the devil has fought so hard and lied so long to keep us all broke and defeated and sick? Because he wants us to have no influence. None. He wants the sinners all around us to have no respect for us and none of them to want to be like us. He wants us to be of no significance. Unknown. Nobody knows or cares who you are, what you are. But no. He wants people all around the globe to know about Faith Life Church. In Branson, Missouri. He wants people all around you to know your name and who you are. And the more He blesses you, and the more He promotes you, and the more He increases you, the more humble you get. And you use it every time something comes up and people want to make a big deal out of you and they shut up to listen to you. You use it. You use it to glorify God. You use it to represent Him. You use it to help people. Because notice, see, this is not the end of it. I'll make you a great nation. And what? I will empower you to prosper. I will enable you and anoint you to succeed. What else?
Make your name great.
I'll make your name great. Is that the end of it?
No.
No. What comes next?
You shall be a blessing.
Ah. What you gonna do with all this blessing and all this notoriety and all this influence and all this blessing? What you gonna do? You will be a blessing. Glory to God. You can't give what you don't have.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Blessing of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004I. That's R-1004I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.